From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian.
When University President Moon Choi revealed Friday afternoon his plan for cutting the system budget by $90 million and reconfiguring the institution for the years ahead, the Pep Band wasn't playing, as it was the last time he invited us in. After all, the band doesn't do dirges. We can also expect that there won't be much, if any, talk about just who dug the budget hole Dr. Choi and his planners are trying to fill in. It wasn't an accident. In fact, the hole was dug quite deliberately by the Republican legislative majority to benefit the state's wealthiest and most influential taxpayers, individual and corporate. The digging tool was a series of top-heavy tax cuts that have reduced state revenue to the point that vital services such as higher education, assistance to the needy, and even maintenance of basic infrastructure have been crippled. Unless there's a change in direction, which seems unlikely from our current legislature and governor, the damage will get worse each year. The nonpartisan, nonprofit Missouri Budget Project points out that these tax cuts, the most recent and most hurtful passed in 2014 over the veto of Governor Jay Nixon, have left Missouri ranked 47th in the nation in state revenue per capita, 42nd nationally in spending on higher education, and 34th in spending on kindergarten through 12 education. The budget project also reminds that our tax structure is upside down, with workers earning less than $53,000 a year paying 9% or more of their income in state and local taxes, while those earning more than $407,000 a year pay just 5.5%. One especially bizarre tax break rewards businesses that collect sales taxes for merely remitting those taxes to the state on time. You might think that the law should just require that. Instead, only Colorado is more generous in allowing this timely filing discount, which permits businesses to keep 2% of the sales taxes they collect if they turn the rest in promptly. The cost to the state, $114 million last year. We're the only state that provides a similar discount to businesses for remitting their payroll taxes on time. The hit to state revenue, $29 million last year. Wouldn't that $143 million have done a lot of good in 2017? But the biggest boondoggle is just on the horizon. It's one I bet you haven't thought of lately. I know I hadn't. That's the looming impact of Senate Bill 509. That massive set of cuts begins to take effect in the next fiscal year. When fully implemented, those cuts are expected to reduce state revenues by more than $600 million a year. The principal beneficiaries are some, but not all, businesses, which will get tax cuts of 25%. Also, the top-earning individual taxpayers, whose rate is reduced from 6% to 5.5%. The losers? All those who depend on the state for basic services, which is to say, the rest of us. As the budget project explains, legislators were trying to keep up with Kansas. We've seen, of course, how similar cuts in taxes, revenue, and services have worked out there. Not well, is how. So what's to be done? If you go to the website mobudget.org, you'll find a set of reasonable suggestions from the experts at the Missouri Budget Project. None is likely to be adopted by our current rulers. To me, at least, there appear to be just two possible routes to a change in direction: change minds in Jefferson City or change office holders. Neither will be easy. You might want to start by asking your representative and senator how they voted on Senate Bill 509 and what they think now. Next Tuesday, members of the Boone County Legislative Delegation are scheduled to discuss the recent session with members of the University Retirees Organization. I suspect those questions will come up. They certainly should. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his weekly opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA.